We see creative hustle as the engine to fulfilling and surpassing one's goals. It's about living a life of integrity that taps into core values, relationships, and behaviors to contribute to the world in meaningful ways. Creative hustle is about dreaming big in every direction. Let's deconstruct the phrase to get deeper into its meaning. Creative can be a fraught word. Perhaps you've sat in a room where someone has asked everyone to raise a hand if they consider themselves to be an artist. In a room full of five-year-olds, chances are almost every hand shot into the air. In a room full of adults, it's likely only a few hands went up at half mast. Why? As our brains grow and develop, why do most people become less able to be creative or less able to claim it as part of our identity? Filmmaker and futurist Erwin McManus reflected in his book, The Artisan Soul, that after 30 years studying creativity, he sees that the great divide is not between those who are artists and those who are not, but between those who understand that they are creative and those who have become convinced that they are not. Much of our society has been constructed to discourage people from acting on their imaginations. And yet, we believe the world can be a more just and more beautiful place, and that getting there will require all of us to tap back into the creative confidence we had as children. The word hustle has a lot of different meanings and interpretations. It's a 70s dance step, a con, getting something over on someone, rushing oneself or someone else. There are some negative connotations here, but the word also represents a strong work ethic and indefatigable energy. Over the last several decades, hip-hop culture has redefined hustle to celebrate the determined drive required to thrive in the face of interlocking systems designed to subjugate. To hustle is to refuse to accept one's current conditions. It can refer to illegal activity, and it could just as easily be used to describe making music, selling sneakers, and starting schools. We see hustle as the positive act of taking an idea and applying tenacity to make it happen. When we bring the words creative and hustle together, their meanings are amplified. Creative hustle is the alchemy of imagination and ambition that will enable you to apply your gifts to reach your goals. As an action, creative hustle goes beyond the conventional to new ways of thinking and doing. As a person, a creative hustler is someone who seeks to live beyond the limits set around them. Human beings have always been creative hustlers. Just look to our ancient ancestors, huddled together, cold and in the dark, figuring out how to make a fire for the first time. Today, we see examples of creative hustle when scientists engineer new ways to harvest renewable energy, or musicians figure out how to share their art with people across the world through social media channels. To be human is to bleed an amalgam of imagination and ambition. Different cultures have different words for this type of ingenuity in action. Writer Dayo Olopade uses the word kanju to describe the specific creativity born from African difficulty. In India, it's called jugad. In Brazil, it's gambiada. In China, you'll hear shizu shangzheng. And in France, systeme d. Sam is in a collective that defines it as hip-hop genius, and we use creative hustle. Whatever you call it, it's more essential than ever right now. Slowing climate change, keeping people well in the face of global health crises, and obliterating racism will require unprecedented levels of imagination and action. As the authors of this book, we, Olatunde and Sam, are obsessed with figuring out how to make beautiful change happen. Soon after we met and discovered this common passion, we decided to design and teach a course together at the Stanford D School. We called it Creative Hustle. And our goal was to both teach and learn with our students how to amp up our imaginations and ambitions. Half of our students in that initial class were from Stanford, where Sam works, and the other half were from our nonprofit organization, Street Code Academy. After having a powerful experience with that class, we began remixing our activities into workshops that we shared at conferences and in online sessions. We kept learning. And now, through this book, we want to continue to learn, grow, and share with you.